In Saudi Arabia, three bomb blasts tore through an upscale housing complex overnight in the capital city of Riyadh. At least five people died in the explosions and more than 80 were injured. A Saudi government spokesperson said suicide car bombers shot their way past security guards before detonating their explosives. Khaled Al-Maina is the editor-in-chief of Arab News, an English-language daily newspaper. He's in his office in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. Thank you, sir, for joining us today.
Thank you.
What is the latest news you can tell us about the attack?
Well, the latest in the aftermath of this attack, people are shocked. It was a horrific sight to see women and children dazed and bewildered and being dragged out and rescued. People are really upset, and they are appalled for one another. For another reason is that this is the month of Ramadan, where people fast and pray and worship, and for this to happen in this holy month is really something that has caused a lot of bad feelings here.
Mm. Can you tell us any more about the victims?
Our man on the ground saw a Filipino. There were some Middle Easterners, I think Lebanese or Syrians. There were a couple of other people. 95% of the compound is housed by Arabs. There are a few Asians there, and many of them are teachers. Some of them work in offices, they are ordinary people.
Hmm. What evidence is there to support the Saudi government's claim that al-Qaeda operatives were responsible?
Well, it has all the hallmark of an al-Qaeda operation. But personally, I also think that there could be some other offshoot branches of al-Qaeda or some independent cell that is working on its own, because al-Qaeda is like a hydra-headed monster. After being hit badly in Afghanistan and elsewhere, it may have sort of sprung up and they sprout like mushrooms everywhere. So one never knows, but I really think that the authorities should move in fast and make public any findings in their investigation so that people will at least know. But right now, I think the focus is on al-Qaeda.
This is the latest in a series of attacks on foreign nationals. Are these attacks having any effect on the functioning of Saudi Arabia's international business relations?
Fortunately not. You'd be surprised that, as I told you, this is the month of Ramadan and people are from all over the world are coming. In Jeddah, the city where I am at present, is hosting over 1.5 million people who go to Mecca. If you see that the two holy mosques are full of worshippers at night, the business as usual. Even Riyadh, I was there the night before, and it was normal. People walked about. But I think for ordinary businessmen coming into Saudi Arabia, there are no problems.
The U.S. State Department announced just on Friday that the three American diplomatic missions were going to be temporarily closed in Saudi Arabia because of threats of attack. And that announcement came not long after the British warned its citizens to avoid Saudi Arabia. So, I mean, is there an effect on the country's foreign relations?
I don't think so. I think also, if my take is correct, the Americans were thinking of a possible attack on American consulates or embassies. Could this have been a catalyst for them, these people to go ahead and hit something? I don't know. In fact, the British yesterday in Bahrain warned their service personnel not to move around at night. So it could have been a coincidence.
Khaled Al-Maina is the editor-in-chief of Arab News. He joined us from his office in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. Thank you very much.
Thank you.